Welcome back to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It is the Real Atlanta Podcast.
Yeah, that real rap shit. It's your boy DJ ATF. Follow me at YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud, and TikTok. Follow your boy on the TikTok.
And it's your girl Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby.
Yeah. An eventful day yesterday.
Yes.
Very long day. I think we all probably tired from it. Mm-hmm. We had a 50th? Birthday party?
All-star theme. NBA all-star theme birthday party.
Yeah.
Niggas had on NFL jerseys.
They really did. They so tried.
It was supposed to be only basketball?
Yeah, basketball.
Oh, for real? Mm-hmm.
But mostly everybody wore the jerseys. That was good. Everybody participated in the theme because when you have parties and stuff, people don't be trying to participate in the theme. And I'm a themeful party person. Like, I like themes. So when we go to the cabins, we're going to have themes. We're going to be doing.
Huh?
We're going to be doing
nigga,
themes.
What themes?
Hold on. Like, what?
Niggas got a plan. Like,
So we're going to have a pajama theme night / lingerie night. So The women wear lingerie and the men. I want the men to wear the silky satin two-piece.
Fuck that. I'm coming out in a Speedo. If y'all get to wear lingerie, I get to wear my Speedo.
But I'm pretty sure, you know, not going to be too revealing because it's going to be
other people
there, dudes there, and stuff like that.
Never
mind. Now the singles, I don't know. I can't control how to wear their dress. But
somebody better control the hoes.
Don't be calling my people out.
I'm sorry. If they wear that, they hoes.
Wow. Damn. So based on what you wear, based on what you wear, you a hoe.
No, I said, let me hold on. Let me turn my mic on because
based on what you wear, you're a hoe.
I'm not saying based on what you wear. I'm saying based on what you choose to wear around men who are in relationships. Yeah,
makes you a hoe.
I mean, if you're putting yourself out there like that.
Okay, so what's the difference between a bathing suit and lingerie?
The sexy trimming and the, what is that?
But what's the difference, though?
What is that called?
I don't think so.
What's the difference?
The laciness.
I mean, I see the difference in that because
the difference
of the
is
material.
The tone, the setting.
Where you at, you know what I mean? Yeah. I understand that. But still, you can't say somebody is a hoe.
I'm not saying based on what they wear. I'm saying based on the choice they made.
Of wearing it.
When
you actually saying they a hoe for wearing it.
I'm saying they're a hoe for choosing to wear it at that time. It's inappropriate.
So,
period. It's inappropriate.
But if it's a lingerie theme.
Well, Taylor is inviting
the hoes.
None of the people I hang around hoes. Because think about it. If you wasn't being that we in a relationship, we kind of be kind of conservative and stuff about what we wear. Mm-hmm. But if we were single, we wouldn't give no fuck about nobody in no relationship. We gonna be wearing.
With
it's not a couple's trip though. That's. Let's get that clear.
It's not a couple's trip.
Not
a couple's
this is just my birthday party.
Birthday trip.
Yeah, it's not. I'm just inviting.
This sounds like it's gonna be messy.
No. It ain't gonna be messy. It's gonna be a good time.
It shouldn't be messy as long as your partner is.
What is it called? Love and Hip Hop of Atlanta.
Your partner need to be respectful.
As long as the partners are respectful, then you got nothing to worry about. So like, I can go there in my Speedo and I should.
Nigga, no. Your cousin's gonna be there, nigga. Fuck
that. What cousin?
Me.
Name a cousin.
Mike.
Have you seen me in my drawers before?
Yes.
Mike, you've seen me in my drawers before, right?
Nigga,
my cousin
don't
seen me
we
naked.
We don't see it no more.
Nobody want to see that, though.
At all.
I don't. It ain't about y'all. It's about what makes me feel good and comfortable.
Just like I don't want to see no single girl with her ass out in her lingerie.
I kind of do, though.
It's different.
CJ gonna want to see that.
If you want to see that, then you want to see DJ walking around in the speed.
It's up again, baby.
Well, hey, if that's
you
what's
going to
happen, if that's what got to happen,
I'm going outside.
What gotta
I can have it.
What you mean, man?
Nigga, I don't want to see you in no motherfucking Speedo.
But you want
to
see her.
But I mean, to save everybody, I don't think that you should wear that.
Why? How's that saving
everybody?
How do you know?
They don't want to see that shit.
You don't know that. You don't know. You can't speak for everybody.
I want to see that.
I got one. You gonna have only one, motherfucker.
My mic back me up.
I'm trying to find a picture of Buddy. He wore that Speedo to the pajama party.
Ooh.
On how Stella got a Roosevelt.
Oh.
He was the only one. and the fucking
to my Tay Diggs.
He wore that. It was Buddy that wore a Speedo.
Nigga talking about, I got one. Nigga, only one.
But yeah, the party was fun yesterday. We had photos, honey, in the building with the photo booth. We took hella pictures. It was just a good time. I had a good time.
It was. I can really say, man, that's the way you do a 50th birthday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the way you do a birthday party. Period. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was. You know, good vibes, good energy. Like everybody, mostly everybody I talked to had a good vibe about them. You know what I'm saying? Like they were happy to be there. It wasn't nobody that was like, what you need, what you want. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was just like, you know, happy to be there. So
it's like one of those girls in the what's that thing called? The referee. When we first tried to get our order, she didn't want to take it.
Yeah, see, that upset
but then
me,
bro. She came back around and asked.
She messed up again, though, because she brought the drinks, but she didn't bring
she
no straws. And no napkins,
bro. But see,
bro.
That's the thing.
And I'm like, how you not bring straws?
Our job was not supposed to be serving y'all. We was doing that as a
but
curse.
They said that, though. They said it on the mic. They said we got
service.
Why she didn't stand on it? Okay, she didn't get it the first time.
She could just say
it. She'll come back and actually take our order. So they made me feel like you didn't want to take it.
Which one is it? Are you, like, what is it?
Well, the job wasn't. The job wasn't to serve y'all. You better be glad I gave you what you got. Okay?
It's the light skin with the braids.
Yeah. I'm saying.
Bruh, she wasn't, man. She wasn't on it, bruh. She tried to do her job a little bit, but
it was me.
I had to go to another one to
and
get
then she dropped the straw. She was all nervous.
Exactly. She dropped the straw, bro.
I think they sisters or something.
They better be glad they got anything out of me. But now we didn't even know what our job was supposed to be. In, as the referee, she just said y'all just dress up. She never told us what we were supposed to be doing.
So we
did that as a courtesy to her. Like, okay, just going around passing out drinks and stuff. Because honestly, she really wanted us to do the liquor and stuff because she really wanted everything to get gone. Point, but she probably, I know she done bought back probably like 15 bottles.
Because it's fucking rock.
I heard somebody call y'all bottle girls.
That's what did it. That's what made everybody think they
people think that, like, okay, you're doing too much. But Raven, she was getting tipped.
Yeah, what happened in that corner?
Raven and Sheree, huh?
What happened in that corner?
Raven and Sheree.
What corner?
Late last night, we was packing up and we saw like a crowd in the corner.
Everything. They crazy.
We just wanna know what happened.
They crazy. I'd rather just not discuss it on camera. We gonna leave it at that.
Shit got crazy.
Nah, they were just dancing though. They were just dancing.
Yeah. What y'all think about them strippers though? They also had strippers come.
Could've did better.
Had a time show.
You know.
Dancing wise, they did good.
Now, let me tell you what happened. So before they even got undressed, they was over there just chilling out. Mm-hmm. So I don't know the girl name. She won the referee shirt
with the ponytail.
She had the ponytail.
Jasmine.
Yeah. The light skinned stripper.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, "Girl, come over here and take a picture with me. Come take a picture with me," and Jasmine is a pretty girl, you know? Mm-hmm. So she came over there, so me and Nigel were like, look, they about to take a picture together. So the girl, weave and all that was all jacked up. Her makeup was too... So the girl, Jasmine, just really just shitted on her in the booth. Like, she was like, And then the other girl be like, oh my God,
it's too bright. You
fucking me up.
She wasn't ready.
It's too bright.
Look, she kept running out that bit, bro. So she was just killing her ass.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Even though Jasmine didn't even do, you know what I'm saying?
She wasn't even giving it all.
Exactly.
She was just a little bit.
And she was just fucked up from that shit, bro. She just couldn't get in there. After that, she grabbed her bag, went in the bathroom, tried to work on her makeup and wig. Like, that shit was so funny, bro.
I think Jasmine brought her in the booth to show her what she saw.
That was her take.
Because
I said she was going to shit
her makeup was a little too light. And so as soon as she went in the booth, she was like, oh! And she was like, it's too bright. But I think really she saw
how she looked.
And that's how
she got her bag.
She said that's what girls do. Is that what girls do?
We don't want to tell you bluntly, so we'll find a way to show you yourself.
Yeah. Just okay. Don't want to hurt your feelings. Sometimes,
with me, girl.
But it just depends on who it is. Because, no. I mean, certain people, you might just say, but you might.
Close to them,
yeah, you can just be like, oh, yo, you need to.
I mean, you was talking to them, huh? And be like, hey, bro, you might want to go fix your makeup in the bathroom. They was in the fucking corner by themselves mostly.
But it's kind of hard to tell somebody, like.
It's different for women.
Yeah.
I would say that.
But I feel, okay, this is what I feel like with strippers, where they go wrong at. If you're going to be a stripper, you need to have, you will get so much money if you had the total package. And when I say the total, some, honestly, you only got to be cute to be a stripper. That's like a plus to be a stripper.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be a
ain't
stripper.
Ain't nobody looking at your cuteness when you're shaking your ass.
No.
I mean.
If you're going to be a stripper, your hair need to be on point.
Yeah.
Your makeup need to be on point.
Yep.
And your
body.
Outfit. And body need to be on point if you're gonna do all that.
Yep.
And honestly, the one that was, she didn't possess that last night. The other one, she
was a little cute.
So yeah, so like, it kind of helped out a little bit and stuff like that.
She was straight.
Because honestly, when the stripper walked out, when she walked out, I just looked straight at her stomach. And I can't judge nobody because I got a gut too. But it just like, that was just the first thing that I seen.
But
and I'm
the
like,
is,
I thought she was pregnant.
She's naked for a living. You see what I'm saying? That's the difference. Yeah. You're not trying to be naked for a living. So when you naked for a living, you gotta make sure when you naked, your shit on point. Yeah. Like it's I don't have to worry about.
Are they still strippers though?
I thought she was the only one.
That's the thing. They probably just did that out of like a courtesy.
But you still you stripping, bruh.
Facts.
Yeah, I mean, like, you still taking off your clothes at the end of the day.
And I know they made a good probably about $500 yesterday with just them. Because
yeah,
shit, I know the Sheree woman in the orange did.
When they was throwing the money at us, Sheree got like $50 from Jess.
Who was Sheree?
My cousin with the referee on.
And she wasn't even naked.
Yeah, she wasn't even naked.
She was dancing?
I mean, just they were just throwing it. She was just picking it up, of course.
Yeah,
but
oh, that one. Okay, now we're there.
Jess, no, not that one.
You talking about Raven.
I'm so fucking lost.
Which one? You talking about the one who had the hair just down or the braids?
Nah, the braids.
That's Raven. Yeah.
Oh. Who got $50?
Exactly. Sheree.
Who was that one?
The other cousin.
Huh? She had the red lipstick on.
Both of them had
with middle part.
She dark. Oh.
Yeah.
She got $50. What the fuck? I thought she was behind the bar.
She was. She was behind the bar too. She got the money from being behind the bar too. But.
The hell? But I got, you know, one of the strippers' Instagram, so. We're gonna see what she talking about.
For what?
Huh?
For what?
Just see what she talking about. Why you looking at Najee?
You finna get your head cut off.
No, I'm just looking at her reaction. I'm trying to see how she looking at you.
Nah, but that's what happened. So look,
deliver
so
that shit the right way.
I know.
Right.
I thought I'm with Taylor.
You missing? You missing parts of the story. You need to tell the full
story.
But
yeah, so you know, Dominique about to have her little party or whatever.
Why you gonna
so.
Say it on the?
What?
Why you saying it on the camera?
She knows she having a party.
Okay, I guess.
What do you mean?
You giving away the goodness.
No, what if it's a surprise?
It's not. She already knows she
having a
party.
I know about the party, but I'm saying.
Strippers?
Like, yeah.
She knows she having strippers too.
I mean, of course, you know.
I mean, if I'm getting married. Yeah. If I know I'm getting married, y'all better have some strippers there. But, yeah, so
my
I got
my man can't
her.
Have no strippers at the.
Shit, that's out of your jurisdiction, sister.
Now,
so
we
you
talk
saying
about
that's
too.
What
you
gonna do?
You goddamn right, the fuck.
Nah,
now,
I don't care about that.
Now that is a topic to have.
But that's the thing, though. It's
this.
Like a, I can see if you cared, if like cared about going to a script club. You're like, I don't want. Like, I haven't seen that out of y'all. Like,
yeah, I don't care about that type of stuff.
Care.
That don't really matter to me. And it's like that's the icing on the cake when it comes to getting married. People look forward to the bachelorette party and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, but
so.
Well, is it okay for
to have
oral sex?
One last hoorah before
you get married. You get to have one last little eye.
You're pushing it right.
You
there.
Did that. You should have got that in when we was in a relationship.
So if it's okay to do it in a relationship,
it's
why?
Not okay to do it at all. But I'm saying, don't do it right before we finna get married.
What? That's my last little.
Yeah, that's the nature of the bachelor and the bachelorette party.
That's
your last
y'all
night
have fun.
Before
that's pushing it.
That's pushing it.
You pushing it right?
Y'all
there.
Have fun. Huh? Y'all had fun.
What you mean?
No, I'm talking about y'all, cause y'all like y'all agreeing to
no,
it.
No, no, no. We definitely not agreeing. We already had our discussion, so we can talk about it openly yeah. now.
Oh no.
But y'all don't think that's okay?
They're pushing it, bro.
You wouldn't be okay with
nah.
it?
Nah.
So no type of sex.
I mean,
no
oral
type
sex.
Of nothing.
Nah. No. Now they say if you got a condom on and you get oral, you get head. Like that's not cheating.
Who finna
she,
give
her
head?
Her mouth is really not touching your dick. Honestly.
Who wanna do that though? Nobody want to taste that damn nasty ass condom.
Shit, hey, you speaking from a wholesome girl point of view. You need to talk to these thoughts out here now. You know what I mean?
But nah, that's still pushing it.
That's pushing it?
It's pushing it. I don't care if you have strippers. I really don't. But bro, nah.
Taylor think we into some raunchy shit.
Taylor,
we said that we not doing that.
Yeah. Taylor like shit. Y'all have it.
Shit.
Y'all got it.
No. Nah, you can't do that.
Yeah, I agree, man.
You can't do that. That's crossing the line. Just have fun touching her, the night before.
The weekend before.
Yeah.
What if it's like you have your bachelor party 2 weeks before?
No, bro. It's still pushing. Like, bro, you finna get married.
That's why you do it to get it out your system.
It's 2 weeks. Bro, it's 2 weeks, bro. You better go home.
Go home and do
I'm that. Already letting you touch and feel all now, over the stripper and she all see, over you. I'm already letting her do that. Damn.
That's what I said. I said, this is what I want to do for mine. I want to go to like another city, a country, or something like that. Huh?
Ours.
I know you heard that.
She just always got to be extra, bro. I really can't have shit to myself no more. It's just draining and.
Look at you, Switch.
Anyway, like I was saying. I was rudely interrupted by makeup queen over here. Yeah, I would want to go to another city or country and have all my people come, including her people. And then, you know, we just parlay together. I mean, we go out separate, like the men go their way, but we still come back at the end of the night and parlay together. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would like to have. Like her friend, what's her name? That you just went to the wedding?
Alicia.
They were together, right?
Together, the whole party.
But they ain't had no strippers or nothing like that.
See, I don't want to do it together. We can meet back up at the end of the night, but you go your separate way, I go my separate way, then we can meet back up.
Why?
Because I want to have my own individual party.
Why? You want to be married.
I want to be able, exactly. We're going to be together for the rest of our life. Let me have this one night by myself.
So why he can't have it one night to cheat?
What you mean?
Do your man get a hall pass?
Hell no. Ooh,
nigga.
No hall pass.
Hell no.
No? Can your girl get a hall pass?
Shit, if I get one.
See?
She got to come first, though. It got to come out of my heart.
Exactly. And that shit ain't coming, so you might as well hang the shit up.
Hey, I'm telling you.
If she did, it ain't coming.
If she said first, she ain't free game, brother.
So if your girl come to you,
if she say it first, like, yeah, you get a hard pen, all right, cool.
I mean, that's all y'all be waiting on anyways.
She'll get one too.
That's all y'all waiting on is the okay for us to say it.
You got
y'all
that right. Shit. Not me.
What?
Shit. Take a hard pass you want. Both of y'all be hard dead, goddamn.
It's a test. I ain't going to do it.
Oh, yeah. You going to let her cheat?
Hell no.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a fucking setup for both of them.
That's not right, though. Like, if you guys either agree on it or disagree on it,
that's it. It's a setup, bro. Because female, I'm like, yeah, you can go ahead. You're like, yeah, you can go ahead. And it's got that look at the corner of their fucking mouth. You do something if you fucking want to.
See, you can't
play
them
types. See, I just can't do that because I'm a jealous person. Yeah. When it comes
that's what I'm saying.
You can't play them
games. I'll get real jealous.
On the people. Mm-hmm. It depends on the person.
Yeah, I can't play them type.
Like, bro, you know damn well niggas gonna say that shit. Yeah, all right, hard pass my ass.
So, Taylor, I heard you say you can't do that type of stuff because you get jealous. Are you open to, like, threesomes?
Mm-mm.
Or still the jealousy factor comes
in? No threesomes? Okay, what if it ain't a threesome, but it's, like, just head? Like, it's okay for him to get head, and you be right there, and he just get a little head. Dang, can't get no head either? Damn!
I wouldn't want her to touch him at all. In anything.
Not even
you can't
toes?
Touch, no.
Not even know what?
The toes? The toe can't suck his toes?
Can't do shit.
Freaky
shit.
Exactly.
Just asking, bro.
No. What about y'all? What about y'all?
What?
I'm considering. However, I don't think that I could do that.
What you mean you considering what?
I don't want to have a threesome.
I'm going to say he... Go ahead.
I just want to... My fantasy is getting head from two women. That's my fantasy. No. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's every man's fantasy.
But some niggas be wanting to go all the way and fuck the girl and do all that. That's when you kind of... I don't want the girl to get no pleasure from me. You see what I'm saying? Because then that plays into she might start liking me or my girl going to really be pissed off about the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I said she can't talk.
I don't think a girl is going to go for it. Just giving somebody head somebody and then not getting enough out of it. Unless she paying her. Yeah, yeah.
And that takes away from the experience.
That's a whore at that point.
Yeah, that's a prostitute. Yeah, that's not fun.
So honey, and get the fuck out.
I don't think no girl's gonna go for that. Please, somebody, not get him, please. Like,
yeah, you gonna have to please me.
Exactly. So that shit did.
Yeah, that should get somebody to do it for a cigarette, and then you just ever
whoa.
Not a cigarette. Not a new pole. Not a pole.
Not the pole.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's often. I'm just a jealous person, so I wouldn't want nobody to touch or feel or just be. Intimate,
yeah.
You know, like with my man.
See,
now it's different if she was doing it to me. Like if she's doing it to me, then oh yeah. Not saying I'm because I'm not. Wait, no,
she says.
No, I'm saying
she can get hit.
I can get it, but she not finna touch you.
So you gonna have to do something with the girl touching you,
mm-hmm.
And he supposed to just watch.
No, he can be. Doing it to me.
Okay, so is it okay for him to invite a man and say he can get something from the man and you doing something with him?
He can get something from the hell. We ain't going.
Why is that okay? why is that okay?
He's not going for that.
No, I'm asking you.
That's a different. I feel like when he goes to that level, it's a whole nother level.
Why?
Come on.
That's a whole nother level.
Why?
Same
sex. So I feel like when it.
It's same sex with you. This is just my opinion.
When it comes to the same sex sex, I feel like
same sex.
You lose your whole manlyhood when you go that way.
So does a woman lose her womanhood?
No.
It's double standard.
It is a double standard, but that's how it is.
I told y'all, bro.
That's how it is, though. If
nigga,
you think about
it's frowned upon.
Yeah.
It's frowned upon on both sides, yeah, but it's like more accepting on females.
When you look at it.
There are some men who are bisexual and women who are accepting.
Yeah. Because I know TikToker.
Yeah.
This TikToker, he was just dating a transgender. And him and the transgender broke up. He got with another transgender, like, probably, like, a day later. Because him and the other transgender, they was going out for, like, a year and a half. He got with another transgender. And now he with his baby mama. Back with his baby mama.
What?
He back with his baby mama.
So he's gay, but got a baby mama.
He's bisexual.
He's bisexual.
That nigga gay.
He's bi. But see, that's the thing. I couldn't date a bisexual man or a man who was previously bisexual. Well, previously like gay. Man. Yeah, because I'm, like I said, I'm a jealous person when it comes to that. So I would not trust. I barely trust bro. Now with females. I definitely wouldn't trust if I knew that my nigga was looking at another nigga.
That's weird, bro.
That's it. What's weird?
Your baby mama just know,
Yeah.
You was just fucking dudes.
Exactly.
And now you back here fucking me.
We gotta go to the doctor. We gotta get tests done to make sure you ain't got nothing.
You don't even know. But the thing is, you don't even know. Like, you don't know if. You just don't
know. He could be side-eyeing men when y'all out and stuff. And you just never know.
You don't know if he taking or giving, bro. Yes. This nigga could be getting it, bro.
And like, more than likely, when that type of stuff happen, they like penetration all the way around. Like, they gonna like getting fucked, and they like fucking.
Yeah, baby mom probably in that shit, too.
Yeah. You got some women like...
Pagan.
Yeah, they like that.
Mm-hmm. That shit just sound fucked up.
I seen that on Pornhub. I never knew what pagan was till I looked at it on Pornhub. Not saying I looked at it, but it came up on the section of on Pornhub.
What you doing on Pornhub?
Everybody be looking at porn. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Everybody watch porn. Everybody watch porn.
I don't.
My baby don't watch porn.
Yeah, right.
I use my imagination.
She
watched
it.
Same shit.
No, it's not.
See your head. It's fantasizing. You just ain't looking at it on the screen.
I don't imagine porn. I imagine affirmations.
Yes.
Well, to each his own.
All right. Whatever you see.
But, so, I'm kind of rounding it back to what we were talking about.
Previously.
She was saying that she would be okay with a woman coming in the bedroom, but for her, not the man. So, yeah. I feel like that's kind of...
What the fuck?
It's just a fly, honey.
I feel like that's, it is a double standard. And not even bringing a man in there at all. Just saying, like, for you to bring a woman in... And like for you only, but not for him. It's like that's, I don't know.
Selfish.
I don't know.
So if you brought him up, or you would want it. Your you would feel okay with your man
bringing another woman.
Yeah. No, you bringing the woman in the picture.
No, y'all, I'm saying I'm not against it. I'm not against it or with it.
That's
I'm
the only way this shit gonna actually work. Yeah. If the female bring the other woman. Yeah.
If the man come to a girl and be like, hey, I found a girl and she wanna fuck us. Like, nigga, no, you want some slick shit, nigga, go on somewhere.
Yeah.
Right. It gotta be the girl that say, you know, she gotta
the girl gotta be okay with it at first anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, all right, baby, you gotta go find the girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You bring another nigga.
That's how most of the poly relationships work. Mm-hmm. The female not always, but is most likely the one to find the woman. Cause I feel like a man y'all gonna be long. If we feel like the girl bad, cute or whatever, y'all gonna be like, yeah, y'all kind of go with whatever.
Man,
not saying whatever, but y'all will be
niggas
like,
fuck damn near anything.
Yeah, so at this point, y'all ain't really, gonna really be too
niggas damn near fuck. Dude. It's a pussy. Hey, fuck it. All right, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Fuck it. But did y'all hear about the guy that just passed? I think he was in like India or something like that. He had like 50 some wives and like fucking 100 kids.
Yeah.
You heard
about that? Oh, you talking about a Chinese man.
He Chinese or something. He was Chinese. Something, bro.
And so what happened? He
was in a polygram
like,
or whatever.
This nigga had so many kids, like fetuses too.
Bruh. He got like
94
children and 39 wives, bro.
At least all on together.
Yes, and they stay in one big ass house, bro.
That's lit.
That shit is crazy.
It's not, but it's...
That shit crazy. But
I wanna like, see him back say, in the day. Let me see.
And it's the crazy part. It's illegal in that country. It's illegal. And they allow him to do it. Because of his family or something, you know, his family.
I think it was probably a fucking dictator in his younger days.
No, it was his fathers and grandfathers. Yeah. They had, you know, high stakes. And that's the house right there that they stayed in. That shit looked like a fucking penthouse. A playhouse.
It was a playhouse, exactly. Goddamn.
That's too many wives, though.
39 wives?
I don't see how they can not be jealous. Like, I'd be mad.
They all mad. But shit, you got kids.
They ain't mad.
They got a whole bunch of kids, bro. It's over with.
In India. That's where it was. India.
I got to realize.
Oh, that's him right there.
Yeah, that's him right there.
What I got to realize. A lot of these countries.
I wonder how old he is.
They still have, like, the men.
I'm talking about how old he was.
Do everything.
I think he was 80.
Like, females have no rights in certain
only
countries.
Only thing they do is cook and clean 76. And take care of the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was 76.
He wasn't even old, though. But, I mean, that's kind of old in those countries. People don't live, like, long.
You got to have bread, bro. They do. Take care of 39 wives. And how many kids? 96 kids?
Yeah, 94
children. 94 kids, bro. Married his first wife when he was 17.
I wonder how old is his youngest wife.
He married 10 wives in a single year. That is crazy, bro.
So that means every day he going out just looking for a wife, basically. Yep.
That would sound like.
Come on.
That's almost a wife every month.
How's he making money? He fucking every day. He have
94 kids. He not fucking every day.
94 kids,
bro. Damn, near.
You fucking a lot.
You ain't in the mood today, all right,
but
cool.
I mean, baby. Shit. I mean, yeah, it's like that. Like you ain't fucking every day, but shit, you fucking just like you would have sex with your wife. The same way you have sex with your wife is the same way you just having sex with multiple wives.
That nigga was going. He was going to round two on.
He didn't have all 39 until 2004. So he been. This is over time.
Mm-hmm.
They've been together since he was 17.
So that's like 50 years.
Yeah, 50 years worth of marrying. Fucking. You know what I mean?
You ain't in the mood. All right, cool. You.
That's a lot of kids.
He just walking down the hallway. Many.
I wonder how many do he got by each person.
I want you.
You feel me? That's the crazy. Who got the most? Cause that's who we love the most. Whoever got the most kids.
Ooh, shit.
Nah, that's who got the best pussy.
Ooh, who got the best? Let's find out who got the best pussy out of the wives. Out of 39 wives, who got the best pussy? It don't show that. We need to do some research on his ass.
He was probably going to look for number 40.
Now, what somebody said that? Shit, he might have been fucking on his kids. Yep.
Whoa. I mean, if it...
I don't put nothing past.
I feel like, honestly, they probably, they marry off when they 13 sometimes in other countries.
Understandable. So you never bro, know. Come on, bro. Like, nigga, you got 39 wives, you fucking on your kid. Like, nigga, you just you missed. Just like, nigga, you
one
just
of them probably right his now. Kids. One
greedy
of them.
As fuck, bro.
One like, of them wives.
Shit, probably all of them.
Yeah, keep it in the family.
It's fucking weird as hell.
Yeah, that's a little weird. That's a little bit weird. I can't.
Like, nigga. Like, come on now.
That's a little bit weird. It don't say nothing about it. I want to know.
This your granddaddy / your daddy.
Local said that he liked to have 7 or 8 of them by his side at all times.
Oh, he doing it player style. So he in one big ass bed, a California king, and he just got all of them in there together. Yeah,
and in
like Kanye West bed.
I thought I was about to say Nutty Professor.
He said he wanted to grow it even further. His family.
I'm pretty sure. When was his last child?
2004.
His last child was 2004?
Mm-hmm. No, his last wife was 2004, my bad. His last wife.
I want to know when the last child was. If you could still have kids at 76, them soldiers still marching at 76.
Oh, yeah. God, hey, please. That's the one thing about men. We never stop being able to produce.
He has 33 grandchildren.
Some of them, his grandchildren in it.
So they say it depends. Okay, so with a total of 167 members in the family, he has the world's largest family, according to local media, although it depends on whether you count the grandchildren.
That's crazy. That's crazy. 178 people in total.
That's somebody else.
Oh.
That's somebody in Canada who has the
27 wives.
Yep.
Damn.
150 children and 27 wives.
Oh, cause he the head of the
He gotta show out. He the head of it. He gotta show out. Yeah, he can't be behind. So he got the second most.
But it's crazy how women, we have a certain age to where we get to where we can't have kids anymore. But men...
And I'll tell you the reason why.
Why?
Because it's a lot more stressful and straining on the female's body. Mm-hmm. All we doing is giving y'all the seeds. Y'all got the plant. Y'all got the soil. Y'all got the sunlight. Mm-hmm. So it takes a lot more for y'all to... You know what I mean? Yeah. It takes
more. You want to be 45 with a...
Exactly. Billy, you're trying to push and trying to push a child out. Like,
right, nigga.
First of all,
your blood pressure finna go up.
You feel me? It's already it's basically surgery.
Already. I think it has stuff to do with, you know, periods and stuff. How we start so early with our period, and then, you know, as life go on, you know, stuff start to happen, things start to change, and then we do get to a point where we have menopause, and then mm-hmm. when you have menopause, it's really like, that's really the cutoff to when, you know, you can have kids. Mm-hmm. So, it's crazy, though.
Yeah, that's just...
The unfair part about life.
You think that's unfair?
I'm talking about in the men's sense, because y'all don't really experience nothing
because
like that.
Y'all are
until y'all get to y'all 50th birthday party. That's when they said it hit y'all that like y'all life started to change. Then
shit, some niggas a little earlier than that. I done seen some niggas shit. That shit happened. Midlife crisis. You don't know when that shit gonna hit you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That shit hit you in your 30s, 40s, 50s. You don't know when you gonna get hit with that shit.
Yeah,
you just wake up like fuck.
I'm old.
I need to go buy a motorcycle. I need 3 of them.
That's how the lady off of Married to Medicine, her husband is basically going through a midlife crisis, and she said she know he going through it because he just changing, like his attitude is changing, and he's just going through it. She don't know what to do.
That's what you got to understand with being in a relationship, bro. We were talking about this too. What was the night we were talking about? What was like, going through a relationship. Like, when you are, we was watching Orange is New Black. And the husband chose to marry this girl, but she had a past that got her arrested. Mm-hmm. So the past came up and got her arrested. So now she in jail, but you supposed to stick through that for better, for worse, till death do us part. And it's unfortunate, but you gotta be willing to fight through it and grow through it. Just like my friend, she just she been with her boyfriend for 12 years, and
boyfriend.
I mean, yeah, her boyfriend. I don't know if they were married or not. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But yeah, they've been together 12 years, and
nigga, that's a marriage.
He just got caught cheating.
Unofficial marriage.
He got caught cheating with a girl that works with him, and you know, so she found out she, you know, broke up with him and everything, but it's like 12 years, they 4 kids in. Like, that's tough, bro.
That's,
it's tough on what part?
On the man part?
No, it's stupid on both of them.
How? How is the woman stupid?
Well, bro, you stuck with a man for 12 years, he put 4 kids in your ass, and you still ain't got no goddamn ring?
No, I'm just saying, I don't know if they married or not. I don't know.
Okay, understand. I don't understand.
They could be.
But still, even if they not, bro, like 12 years and you got 4 kids and this man still haven't got on one fucking knee yet, or even, what's they call it, eloped or some shit, where you just go down to the courthouse and get married. Okay, but cool.
Granted, at the same time, they are still young. So they've been dating since like middle school, high school. Yeah. So it does matter because you have to grow.
They're still in their 20s.
People,
yeah, they still in their 20s.
People get married in early in their 20s when they have
they
kids.
They do, but sometimes it that ain't the path
okay,
for
cool.
you.
Okay, cool. One kid, all right, cool. Nigga, 4.
Sometimes that ain't the path for you. And granted, he has cheated before. So.
She stayed through the first cheating. Okay, cool. They worked through that. Now he's cheating again.
Second cheating?
Yeah, probably some more now.
Third cheating?
Yeah.
This was the
fourth cheating?
Nigga, this is like, bro, you
at this point,
but still, okay, so look
at this
it,
point,
look at it like
this.
Look at it like this. You're not financially stable enough to hold yourself accountable, right?
Yeah.
You're with this man who is taking care of you.
No, bro, that still ain't.
That's all it is.
But it's easier said than done, though. Like, you can't
it's
just.
It's always easier said than
that's
done.
That's what I'm saying. You can't just walk out and just be like, okay, now what do I have? I have 2 kids by this man because you put up with the first team. Then you got a second. You got
so,
a second child.
Let me tell you where
kids?
She messed up at.
Huh?
I thought she said 4.
No, she do got 4, but I'm saying this is by the second child where you like, I'm not financially stable enough to take care of myself.
Okay.
Cool. What I'm supposed to do? Go back with my folks?
But see, that's what she fucked up at. Because after that first cheating, she knew that she wasn't capable of taking care of everything, what she needed to take care of. So, as a woman and as a person who needs, like, I know that you got to make sure yourself is good first.
But
so,
that's what she did, though. After the first time he cheated, she went to school.
Okay.
She got her degree.
Mm-hmm.
She started working a job.
Mm-hmm.
But this job still wasn't enough for her to take care of this child.
What was her degree in?
I don't remember. But she started working at UPS then.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Okay, cool.
That's still not enough.
I know that. You got a startup job. Your degree, now you're supposed to be working to find the degree area.
You
got to
keep going. So
you
got to make the most money.
But it's easier said than done. You still got to go out there and find it. And if ain't nobody hiring you, you still stuck in the same situation. So you walk away from somebody that is supporting you.
Ain't no walking away. Ain't you can't walk away.
So
bro.
What do you do?
You got kids, bro. Ain't no walking away.
So what do you do?
Nigga.
You gotta leave.
Shit.
She gotta leave.
Gone. I'm finna stay here. You gotta
point,
fucking go.
Okay, but how are you going to financially support yourself?
This is the point where
at that point.
This is the point. Let me tell you. Let me tell you the point where everybody is missing. The fact that she feel like she can't do nothing, she can't, like, she don't have the funds and stuff like that, that's a mental thing. Because at this point, with him cheating and stuff, he taking over her mental at this point. Because you put energy into this situation, and you ain't getting nothing out of it. Yeah, he taking care of me. I don't give a fuck if a nigga is taking care of me. If you're going to cheat on me, you're going to risk our family, you're going to risk everything we've been through. You don't give a fuck about me. You don't give a fuck about our kids. All you caring about is your dick. So at this point, after that first time, yes, she went to school. Yes, she did all that. But when you, if I don't know how it feels, but when you have kids, you got to take it up a notch. You got to, at this point, she got to do what she has to do.
But what if you're doing that and it's still not enough?
You got to keep going until it is enough. So it ain't going to never be enough.
So you're telling me you go move out and live on your ass?
No. It's
what's another option?
What if she has nowhere to go?
You know? You feel me? I mean, like, what if the parents say you can't come back here? What is your options?
Well, stay with that cheating ass nigga and don't complain about nothing because you put yourself in this situation.
That's the only option she had, and then after that, you say, okay, now she's at a point where she got a business, she's built herself up, mm-hmm. and then I think she, you know, after you get back into it, you kind of fall back in love with him, and you know, cause you still living with this man. You feel mm-hmm. me? You still being with him. You still having sex with him.
Two bedroom shit.
You're not finna do all that. You still gotta play your role to keep this man not happy, but
use that nigga.
Basically, that's what I feel like she did. That's what I feel like she didn't have any other option.
I would use.
And she was like, I had to. Yeah, basically, I think that's what she did. So now she got a business. She's going for her master's. She got a good ass job up there in Dunwoody, and now she's at the point where he's cheated for that final time, and she like, I'm done with shit. It's over with. I'm good now.
Sometimes it do take people to get to that. Let me tell you, until somebody is sick and tired of being sick and tired, they ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah.
But when they get to that point of being sick and tired, you're gonna be done. Cause you ain't got time, it's too much energy putting in it.
I don't think I ever want my girl to get to that point. But sick and tired of being sick and tired? If you're sick and tired, let's just think about that. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Like, nigga, she done with you.
Yeah, it's
over. When your girl don't want to kiss you no more, every time you walk in the house, she like,
this nigga.
At that point, it's like,
yeah.
Damn,
yeah. Bro, that shit.
That's when you know it get bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Every time you come around, she's sick of your ass. Just looking at you, bro. But yeah, I'm four kids in. I can't help that. I got kids to raise. I gotta live with that.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, but you, I ain't gotta deal with your ass.
Yeah.
You gotta live with that.
That's what folks. That's why I feel like folks.
Then granted, let me tell you this. He cheated. He got the job, the good paying job, from her dad.
It always be like that.
From her dad. So the dad is the supervisor.
But that's you don't want your dad to hop into that though.
Huh?
It's too late, but I wouldn't want, bro.
The daddy hopped in when he gave him the job.
Exactly.
He did, but it's like her dad, he was like, nigga, I got grandkids by this nigga.
Yeah.
Now, really, it's like he could be petty, like, nigga, now I'm finna work your ass. Then you cheating on my daughter, I'm finna work your ass now.
Oh, nah, bro, quit.
Of course he gonna quit. Because, bro, the day they're gonna find out, cool. That nigga was finna be working some crazy ass hours.
You know it. I'm finna bust your ass till you quit.
Seven days a week, nigga, you on 12. Nigga, what?
I'm gonna talk to my daughter first. And then, I gotta talk to my
daughter. It's just a hard in the wrong place because you gotta think about if you fire him.
Exactly.
He's not gonna be able to provide for his child and that's why I said
talk to your daughter first, see what kind of approach she wanna take. If she be like, hey man, fuck his ass up, then we fucking his ass up. Mm-hmm. But if she be like, hey, just work him, but don't make him want to quit. You just roll with it how she want to roll with it.
Yeah.
But that is one thing.
Micromanaging that motherfucker.
Yeah, basically.
Nigga over his shoulder. That ain't right. I need that over there.
Micromanaging the shit out of his head. But I've been doing this for 8 years.
Nah.
Move that shit over
you
there.
You see that corner? Nah. Like, nigga.
Oh, never mind. Just bring it to the bed. I just want to bring it to the bed.
Don't even worry about it. I don't need you up here. Go to the bed real quick.
Matter of fact,
he looking like.
Exactly how he looking.
But that's what your ass get, bro. If you ain't shit ass nigga, that's what you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your shit in line, bro. I mean, it's like you said. What we said is easier said than done.
Yeah.
Everything is easier said than done.
But you gotta do it, bro.
Nobody knows that situation until your ass get put in that fucking situation.
Exactly. It's easy for us to talk about it, but until we are put
you
in that.
You can talk about it, you can scheme.
I'm gonna do this.
It's like, motherfucker.
It ain't gonna go that way.
It's the bank robber. But you know what I'm saying? The bank robber had a whole plan. Mapped out, and then as soon as he got there, get in there. Motherfucker say one thing wrong. Hold on, I was ready for that shit.
No, yo, ass.
It's a whole new plan. God damn it. Fuck what I do.
On the fly.
Mm-hmm.
Then somebody get fucked up in the mix of it.
But yeah, man. So that shit, it's hard. It's just tough to be with somebody for that long. And
you got a knot. Yeah.
It's scary. It really is scary.
That shit's
bro.
Scary as hell, bro. Yeah. 12 years, then it's like, bro, you was dead ass high school sweethearts, bro.
Yeah.
Like middle school and high school.
And I was telling Nigel that I said to be in a relationship in high school and make it all the way to your 20s, late 20s, like you got to be mentally in a different kind of headspace, bro.
Yeah. You really going through like, cause my one of my exes, his cousin dated his girlfriend. They whole high school. They still married to this day. But they dated each other all through high school, all through college. They done been like, when you with somebody for that long, and y'all, they like in their 30s now.
Yeah.
But when you it's with somebody good. That, yeah.
Damn.
When you with somebody for that That's long, fine. But they have been through experiences to where they have broke up.
Mm-hmm.
They almost about to get a divorce. You going to go through, like, if you, because you grown with you somebody. They changed into a whole nother person. Mm-hmm. Just like how we dating each other now. We're going to turn into a whole nother person 10 years from now.
Yeah, it's fire.
But you just, it is.
And, like, bro, I seen you at your worst. Now I see you at your fucking best.
And you going through it at a period where you're immature.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be like, you in your childhood, you have to have seen a stable relationship. A stable marriage.
Mm-hmm.
If you have it, you got to see all that at a young age.
But see, the
to
good thing about it,
that.
His mom and dad was with each other since high school.
See what I'm saying?
So that played a role in that. And they still exactly. together now. Like
he was like, man,
you
got to
see that. You got to
see
that.
He's seen that. Like that was like a real example for
that
him.
That man was like, fuck this. I'm going to find a girl and shit.
Yeah,
he's going to stick through this.
Because if you haven't seen that, you don't know how to react in certain situations. Mm-hmm. You don't know how to. You know, compartmentalize situations that have happened in her life.
Yeah.
You don't know how to deal with it. Things that's going to happen in your life, you don't know how to deal with it. It's a lot that comes with being in a relationship. So it's like, for them to make it through all of that, that's
like
tough, bro.
Family mentality. You grew up with a whole goddamn family. You bring a girl or a guy in that didn't have that shit. They look at this shit like,
nigga, I'm not used to this.
Nigga, what the fuck are y'all doing? My family don't even do this shit.
And her parents are together too.
See what
so
I'm
that's
saying?
A good thing.
They both have had, you know, periods where they it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you see that example. Shit tough, man.
Shit.
Cause I ain't get to see that shit. Hey, it's that wine, man. That shit kicking in.
That was a big
one. In my personal experience, I'm the only child.
Okay.
My mom wasn't married. Mm-hmm. So I never got to see that side of a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing, you kind of did, though.
Where?
Your grandparents.
But they weren't in
okay,
the house
but
with him.
But they weren't. I went with them
okay,
every
okay,
day.
Okay,
I'm saying
okay,
every day.
Yeah, I got you.
You seeing your father have to deal with your mother. You seeing every day your mother having to deal with your father, going through experiences, and every time my mama got mad at that nigga, hey, get the fuck up out of here. You see what I'm saying? And that kind of plays with me. When I get upset, hey, man, I'm finna walk the fuck out this room. I'm finna leave this room. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna get the fuck up out of here. Because that's what I know.
That's what you know, but then it's like a...
It's a balance.
I'm finna walk
side.
Out the room so I can cool off. Because now you pitching her back to your grandparents, your uncles, your aunties and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a... I'm finna leave, so I won't say no shit that I'm finna fucking regret. Let me go outside and cool the fuck out. But then I'm gonna come back and talk about
it. Granted, yes, that is very true. But it took me this much time to understand that. You see what I'm saying? It's still that, it was a long process. It wasn't that early, I wasn't 18 or 17 feeling that way. 18, 17, nigga, fuck that shit. You know what I mean?
On to the next.
Yeah. So, you know,
it's like now you older, now you see it, and you just like,
exactly.
bro. Do I really want to do this shit
again?
Get mad and just fucking leave.
You feel me? That shit is time consuming and stressful. Fuck that shit. Hey, we finna work this shit out, baby.
Give me a second. Goddamn. Yeah,
cause like when, as me growing up, I just grew up in the house with just my mama, Chelsea, and me. Mm-hmm. So it was just us three all the time. And when I was like, but it was a balance because I still had my grandparents. Like, my daddy and my mama wasn't ever together. They got remarried around the same time, two different people. But I had that balance from my grandma and my granddaddy. They really taught me, because we was over there a lot, so they really taught us how to love each other. Like, it's
that's deep.
I seen this post, and it was like, men are taught to be what?
Go ahead.
You saw me like this before.
Exactly.
But I wasn't expecting to look. It caught her off guard. Yeah, it was like.
She did that fast though. It was like.
Because I'm listening. I'm like, damn, that's a deep ass story. I'm like, baby, you hear this shit? And I look and I see a fucking Indian over there. And I'm like,
I was gonna say that shit.
What the fuck is going on?
Like, y'all play Aztec Warrior.
I'm sorry, my Naja is getting ready for the second part.
That's why we need. That's why we need cameras all the way around so y'all can see what we seeing. But anyway, I seen this post and it was like, men are taught how to be providers and stuff, and men are not taught how to be husbands. In order for your man to be taught how to be a husband, that woman has to train that man into being a husband, because dads don't teach their kids how to be husbands. And they teach them how to be providers.
And that is deep, because most of the men that were born in the 70s, 80s, they don't understand that love part of showing the love. Mm-hmm. They just know the part of I bring the money home.
Providing.
That is it. Just like Naja, granddaddy.
He's born 1939, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's that deep.
He's the one who taught.
It's that deep. Yeah, it's that deep. Yeah. Like, they don't even say, like, she just told her granddaddy, I love you.
Five times
on the phone for his birthday.
Same here.
He's never said I love you too.
Cause they don't know how to show love and affection. They weren't. You can't blame them. You can't be mad because that's not how they were taught.
Yeah.
But that's why you have to teach your how you want to be loved. You got to teach your man and vice versa. Y'all got to teach us how y'all want to be loved. Mm-hmm. Just like me and Chelsea was talking.
She was talking to this dude,
and she was like. Dudes don't care nothing. Well, how women we are, we care about the little things. Like, we care about going on dates. We care about
the little shit.
But a man, all he care about is really just providing for home, making sure home good, making sure.
Should we tell them
who is that?
Jasmine and D.
Hey.
The fuck is y'all yelling for?
I'm telling y'all.
Y'all are really rude for one, because we're doing the podcast.
Okay, my bad.
Y'all arguing some shit. What's going on?
Hey y'all, sugar babe.
Sugar brown sugar babe. Exactly. Give my cousin a hard time. You heard that shit? Like, what the fuck?
DJ said it first. And it be the person that throw the rocks, but I always try to hide their hands. He the one that said it first.
What? I said what first?
Come on, who is that? Line. What they doing?
Yeah, throwing the rock but showing the hand.
But yeah, so. Yeah.
You got your point.
What was I talking about? Show love and affection. Oh, yeah, men don't know how to show love and affection. No, I was talking about
the little things.
Oh, yeah, the little things. Mm-hmm. How we care about dates and we care about, you know, surprises and just being spontaneous. Yeah. A man don't really care about that. Mm-hmm. But that's why you have to learn your partner into meeting them halfway and understanding that, okay, because you like this stuff, I'm going to do it. But the female, on the other hand, she knows that you don't really too much care for this stuff. So she knows
not
to do certain stuff, because she knows that you don't really too much care for this stuff.
So you got to kind of meet in the middle.
Yeah.
So would you like, so y'all like dates and shit. Would the dude be like, all right, boom, they have date night, but in the fucking house?
No, I mean, As long as it's spontaneous and
that's what I'm talking about.
See, that's all that care about.
That's all that matters.
You gotta be spontaneous.
I'd rather do that, but hey, like, surprise.
As long as you
surprise. Hey. But I don't feel like going nowhere, so we finna do this shit right here.
I'm not a spontaneous guy like that. I'm not a just, hey, let's go do this.
Sexually.
Even sexually, I'm not a spontaneous guy. I will plan that shit. Hey, babe, 9 o'clock tonight. We getting down tonight. You know what I mean? I'm that type of guy. I plan that shit.
He just discovered that.
Okay. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But being in a relationship has shown me that now that I plan sex. And I've always been this way.
And basically,
even with the girls I used to just fuck around with. Like I used to say, hey, you can come over here at 8:35. You can't come over here before that or after that. So you either go be here at 8:35 or we ain't fucking. You know what I'm saying? So it, when I got with my girl, I'm like, she like, nigga, why we can't be? And I'm like, shit, this all I know. Plan that shit. Like,
plan that shit.
You feel me? So it's great. But y'all do like spontaneous shit.
That's the funniest shit, though, because my dad is spontaneous. My mama, nah.
She planned that shit.
No, she don't plan it. My daddy will walk in the house, getting all work. Dead fucking time. Go take
dick slinging, hop in the shower, walking up the boom, stairs.
Gone. I'm like, bro, my mom was like, nigga, you should have called my ass. Cause my mom be chilling like a motherfucker at home.
She ain't trying to hear none of that.
But no, you do have those type of women who don't, who are not like that. Like, not like spontaneous.
Yeah, I mean, it can be either way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It can be the woman that wants to plan.
Yeah, cause my uncle.
Wants to be spontaneous.
My mom would like to plan, like, when it's serious shit.
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker, I should have planned this shit out because your daddy gonna wait till the last fucking minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like my uncle, my auntie, she not spontaneous at all. She is, but he plans mostly everything. Like he do the dates, he do all that type of stuff. But she really don't. She into it, but she really don't care for that type of stuff. So that's all. It's just all about knowing your partner.
Yeah, basically.
Knowing what your partner likes, and basically, you know. Basically.
You gotta know really who gotta you're do. Dealing with, bro. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you gotta know who you're dealing with. Because if not, you're gonna be in a rude awakening every time some shit pop off. You're gonna be upset or they gonna be upset.
Yeah.
And that's not a way of being in a relationship. That shit sucks ass. Mm-hmm. And that takes longer for men to understand. Just because. Don't start.
I'm
that
looking
shit,
at her
man.
Doing her makeup. Yeah.
I hate women.
Oh my God.
You sound like my daddy. My daddy had made a video. Well, I was recording him. It was like probably like 5 or 6 years ago. I was recording him. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, Daddy, you love me? He was like, no. He said, I hate my mama. I hate my daughters. I hate my wife. He said, I hate all y'all women. Y'all get on my damn nerves. I'm like, damn, that's fucked up.
Hey, men have moments like that where they be like, bro,
said,
fuck.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Go ahead.
Fuck all this shit. Like, shit, I'm done. Fuck all y'all. Just give me some time alone. Fuck it.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, they don't even want to be alone. Like, nigga, just when I'm in this room, don't come in the fucking house.
That's it right
there. Be in the house, but that's don't it. Be in yeah, the fucking yeah, room. Yeah.
Leave me alone, but don't leave me for real.
Please don't. Don't be lonely.
Don't leave me lonely. I just want to be alone right now. That shit true, too. Oh, all right.
Women know how to make up some quick lies, though. I will say that.
Huh?
Not to throw Taylor under the bus, but like we know how to do that. Like just now, how she threw you off. But I'm laughing.
She wasn't supposed to say off. That. Though,
that
not.
Bullshit ass but shit didn't throw nobody off.
Yes, it could.
Yeah.
We do that.
Y'all think it do?
Exactly.
It could.
That shit didn't throw shit off.
You
ain't
say shit else, but
yeah.
Woman.
Right.
Because
right.
I already know what it is.
Say nothing
yeah.
About what we really was laughing at. So. It threw you off enough.
No, it didn't throw shit off. Did. Y'all just be thinking that shit throw shit off. Men just don't give a fuck that much to dig deep like y'all do.
But you care
not. Because women dig
us.
Deep. Ain't that right, Jam? Y'all be digging.
No, Jam, I'm going to be on your side.
Exactly.
She know it's true. She ain't got to say it.
She know it's true.
By her not saying nothing, say told me that she know exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly.
Nigga ain't said nothing. All
talking out the side of their neck.
Nigga ain't said nothing. All podcasts. All of a sudden, want to say something now.
Men, Lord. Men drown out. We fuck ourselves up because we try to lie and cover up the lie.
One more lie.
Women have y'all lies already saved in the stock from fucking months ago. Y'all are playing a fucking trip. Hey, babe, I'm going on a trip with the girls. You know, we going to such and such in probably October. So, you know, we going to be doing a trip. When really you going on a trip with that goddamn man, you know, that you planned that trip a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't know who you
Jay, come on, Jay. No. Come on, Jay.
Fuck no.
Don't put Jasmine in it.
Come on, Tay. I know you feel me.
And that, it just sound like a whole bunch of nigga shit. It sound like that's a nigga. That's what niggas do.
Hell no. Niggas ain't that smart, man. Niggas,
yeah, y'all really niggas, dumb as hell.
Niggas, hey, niggas.
When it comes to, that's why y'all always get caught cheating. That's why y'all always get caught cheating.
Because the thing is, we don't prepare. Y'all don't prepare. Hey. We don't be ready for
let
the
me
shit.
Let me tell you what it is. No, but look, let me tell you what it is. It's because niggas only think about right then and
there. Yes, yes.
Us females, yes. We think about before, after, in the middle, everything.
And after.
Exactly. Y'all don't think before, about, y'all don't think about none of that.
Fuck that. We wait till we get, oh shit. I was with Johnny. Well, let me call Johnny. Nah, Johnny, shit.
Johnny about dead.
To call Johnny.
Not Johnny dead.
Johnny dead.
What you was about to say, CJ?
Nah, I'm talking about, they would probably use all cash. I dumbass use a fucking credit card, so we leave a fucking trail. Ain't no fucking paper trail.
And I knew this girl. It's all them.
We fucking up all the way around, bro.
Then the one day they want to check the fucking account. Where this shit came from?
Niggas can't cheat, bro.
Shit,
Niggas can't cheat.
Then that was Johnny come in.
That's the end of the basis. Niggas cannot cheat.
I went to school with one of these. This girl, right? Her and him had been together all throughout high school.
Ooh,
this girl I went to high school with.
Her and him?
Yeah.
Okay.
This girl I went to high school with, her boyfriend, her and him was together all throughout high school. We graduated and stuff. They moved with each other. This girl had all of his stuff. Like, she knew his social security number.
What?
She knew everything. No, she knew everything. She had everything because he wasn't smart enough to handle the stuff that he needed to handle. It was, you know how, like.
He was a provider.
Yeah, that's all.
he bring the bills home and
she
paid
with the car. Yeah. This nigga got a whole fucking hotel and used the credit card. Girl went straight to that hotel, mm-hmm. waited for him to come outside and call his ass outside because they wouldn't give her the room number.
Damn.
And she was like, I got the card right here, but they wouldn't let her get in. She waited till he came outside and found his ass outside the hotel
with
another girl.
Ooh,
yeah,
see, bro, see,
he's like, you could have been smarter than that. You should have just, bro.
Niggas ain't smart with cheating, bro.
Nah, bro, you gotta give them some props. Niggas better than that. If you gave your girl your social security, your credit card, everything. Like, nigga, I need you to pay.
Ain't thinking about that, though. Yes. Niggas thinking about the pussy.
You goddamn right. That's
he
what
fucked
him
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he fucked up.
He could, at least some niggas think about afterwards. You know, okay, cool. How can I hide this?
Yeah,
I'm
going
to pay it in cash, but they might leave a receipt to the hotel information. Like, nigga, what the fuck you get? Yeah, boom.
And she washed the clothes.
Boom.
She found it in the pain.
That nigga just was like,
because best believe, it ain't even about us. Well, you could probably say women are nosy. But if it's something on the counter, of course we're going to be looking. Bruh. We're going to be snooping.
Women are private investigators.
We
bro.
Are. Don't put
that's
don't,
they for everyone to call a card. They
you
will
going
private to investigate the shit out your ass.
You want the cold clothes, jackets,
shit,
hey,
you said no. Oh, you are.
Hey, what? Man, women don't play, bro. Mm-hmm. Soon as they get a look, inkling or something. Hold on. Something ain't right here. Nigga, they be on it, but they be on it, nigga. Hold on.
Call
it.
I
leave my eyes to that leads to this, and that leads to that.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, yeah. You can. Oh, my God.
You come home, it's a chalkboard, it's pictures and shit on it, connecting the dots.
You in the middle of the shit.
You in the middle.
This nigga
when
is a prime suspect.
Our eyes, especially when you on your phone and you trying to look, our eyes are like magnifying glass. It can't clear up real good. You be looking.
I be seeing his message before he finished reading.
Right.
Exactly, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Why did he look? He like, what?
Why you just ain't say that? Wait, hold on. What the fuck? What are you? What did you do on my shoulder? That shit real, bro. Like, men don't know how to cheat, and women are the best fucking private investigators. They will call friends. They will call
cousins.
What they call? Who wants to be a millionaire?
Trackers.
What they call them? Phone a friend. They'll phone a friend on your ass.
They got spies.
I'm just glad I just retired from that place of
they got, they damn
having to
got
look
spies.
At females'
she
pages
cousins.
For my friends.
Jasmine got the spies. She
tracking
people
pages for my friends so
what?
They can.
What?
I said I retired from having to look at people's pages for my friends.
You retired?
Yeah.
You did?
I gave it up.
What? Mm-hmm.
Bingo,
I ain't doing it no more.
Motherfucker, gotta do that shit too. Hold on, that nigga done blocked me, girl.
You shouldn't even be with that nigga.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even be. I ain't finna do that no more. Because you shouldn't even have to. You shouldn't even have to do all that.
If it goes that far, you shouldn't even have to be with him. Bro. I agree. Yeah. If you gotta check other motherfuckers' pages and do all that dumb shit.
Let me see your phone.
And like, the crazy part is,
and then they make a Instagram post. You got your friend looking at my stuff, and then I'm like, it ain't even me. She's just using my page.
But then you also got, like, you know, the women go, if a man know he cheating, the woman go show themselves, bro. Women ain't finna stay hidden, bro. Especially if you giving some good ass dick, she gonna show herself. Like, I'm here too. Mm-hmm. I want some respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's best to just, hey, don't do the shit.
This is my last story. But you can go.
Go ahead.
My sister went to school with this. It was a teacher at the school. She was like one of the extra teachers in the class. Her husband was cheating on her, and the mistress ended up kidnapping her. Took her all the way to Alabama. You can look it up.
What?
DeKalb County teacher kidnapped. She ended up kidnapping her, taking her all that way to Alabama, killed her.
What?
Her and the mistress. The mistress killed herself and the wife.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It happened, like, I want to say 2 years.
You ain't finna have neither one of us.
Yeah.
He would.
And he was like an ex football player.
What?
He played pro football.
That nigga was touching the bottom of that shit. What?
There you go, right there. And she was a DeKalb County teacher. And she taught at McNair.
And she was a special needs.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, you taking one of the ones that, care.
Mm-hmm. She took her all the way. She kidnapped her and took her all the way to Alabama.
Sandra Barnett is the wife of former NFL player Buster Barnett, who was drafted by the Buffalo Bills as a tight end in 1981.
That nigga ain't keep his end tight, bro.
Yeah,
he fucked up.
She taught at McNair.
I'm trying not to laugh.
Give me my laugh, bro.
I'm trying
not. Give me my laugh.
But yeah, that go back to what you saying. The woman not gonna be quiet for long.
Yeah,
cause she
yeah.
That lady felt like she had a place because that man ain't no telling what he was doing for her.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
She ended up killing herself and the lady.
And the
wife.
Damn.
I said, now he got to live with that for the rest of his life.
But hold on, bro. Like,
she kidnapped and died for the
day. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm saying.
That's like, crazy.
You went, you took, okay, cool. You kidnapped me. We both ain't going to be with. Why you gotta kill us though?
Yeah.
Like, why you gotta kill us? Let's be together.
You could have had him.
Yeah, bro, just let me go, bro.
You could have
him.
Let
me go. If you want
him, have him. You can have
him. Yes, bro, don't kill me.
In this place, you can have him, okay?
The other girl was also a teacher for Atlanta Public Schools.
Oh, so he probably was.
Oh, he got a thing for teachers.
Mm-hmm. Or he probably was. He might have been a, like, you know, the coach or something like that.
And she kidnapped her in the husband's SUV.
Oh, so she had.
She took his truck, Dodge Durango.
Damn. I ain't know it was.
She lethal, bro.
Oh, yeah. She didn't give no
such shit. She was on some shit.
She was mad. Nigga. She was a scorned woman.
Understand.
And there's nothing you can do about a scorned woman.
To set him up to make it look like he did it.
Mm.
They
that what
the cell phone into Alabama.
Oh, you saying that's what, yeah.
That's
why was your truck in Alabama? Why these two females wound up dead with your truck still down here?
What?
Oh, they stopped on the interstate, and she saw Brown pull a handgun, shot Barnett, and then shot and killed herself. So they were still on the highway when this happened.
Wait, he was in there too?
No. She did it. So the police saw them.
Oh, the police were chasing them.
Chasing them, and she pulled over on the interstate. Because
they went.
Barnett.
They was on I-20, going to Alabama.
Yep. Fuck.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Did it say she was 59?
Yeah, she was older. And the girl probably was like in her 30s or 40s, probably. Probably a little young, a little tender. For him, bro. You know, because he older. Young to 60 years old. Like
kill,
30,
bro.
40. But yeah.
And her friend tried to warn her before about this lady who the husband was seeing. And that she needed to do something about the woman being so aggressive towards her. But I guess she.
And he probably done moved on. Got a new goddamn girl or some dumb shit.
And you know what's the scary part about it is You don't never know what... You can't never say, I don't think that person will do that. You will never know what people will do.
What somebody snapping for.
Yeah, when they snap. Yeah. When they snap, you never know what people will do.
And they had the show name on Lifetime, mm-hmm. Oxygen, Snap. And it's like Snap, bro.
Right here that the lady who killed her and herself had was on probation for kidnapping her daughter in Texas recently.
Huh?
To a custody or
oh yeah, she ain't had nothing to lose. She don't care. Well, yeah.
Oh yeah, see that plays
a
part too.
She probably lost her daughter the whole full custody of now. Nah, you finna take this man away? Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's shit like that. That's what I be telling people. Like, you never know what somebody is going through. Mm-hmm. So you can be pissed off at this person all you want to, but you don't know what they done been through previously today. Mm-hmm. So then they lose it.
Mm-hmm.
That what be happening on the expressway sometimes. Like, people be dying over fucking. Not even an accident. Somebody jumped over on them, and they fucking kill them. What the fuck? What you killing them for? Cause some they boss been in their ass all day. Mm-hmm. They fucking wife done left their ass. So it be so much shit that I'm piled on, and it be this one little straw that breaks the camel back, mm-hmm. and boom, there you go. You have some fucked up shit that happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy though, bro. Like, I can't even.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, but he likes it. He invited that shit.
Mm-hmm.
He invited it into his house. By cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas can't cheat.
Busta Barnett. Let me see how he look.
Uh-oh. See, there go women digging deeper. A man would have just stayed right there like, damn, that's some fucked up shit. Let me see what he look like. Let me see what she look like.
I just want to see what he worth it.
And that right there is why I say I would be mad at the man and the woman in the situation and not just the man.
But you can't do that, though.
Now that she didn't hold her accountable, look what happened. If you had addressed this and died it down before,
she didn't know,
like, this
she
crazy,
didn't know,
her friend warned
her. Let me tell you something. This is the difference. If your friend tells you something about a nigga, either two things gonna happen.
Shit.
You gonna either get defensive, and you gonna be like, you don't think that he doing that, or you gonna listen to your friend, and you gonna have that in the back of your head, like, okay,
they listen. They do a little bit of both.
I don't know which.
They listen.
Oh yeah, that was her right there, the light skinned one. That's her.
Right here. That's who killed.
That's the wife. No, to the right.
The Asian lady.
That's her right there. The one who she shot. That's the wife. And I think the other lady looks similar to her. I want to say yeah, the other lady look.
That's the she look. Yeah.
I think that's her. Yeah, that's her. That's the one she. Yeah, so they look similar.
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck.
Hell, bro.
She was 58.
Hey.
Lisa Brown was 49, the killer.
But, okay, I got a question, though. So, if your spouse cheat on you, right? And you know the person that, what was the story about that we were saying? So the girl that I was talking about that got cheated on previously.
You worked in the school system too, it looked like. Sorry.
For 12 years, right? The girl that I was talking about for 12 years got cheated on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if she knew the other girl. She introduced the girl to her boyfriend. You see what I'm saying? Like, she's friends with the girl.
Mm-hmm.
You get mad at the girl and...
Fuck yes.
But they not friends like that, though.
I don't care.
They not friends.
So
she don't owe you no loyalty. They not friends. That's what I'm saying. They just know each other from high school.
Nigga, I brought you around my family, though.
He was in a relationship. That's all.
I brought you around my family at the end of the day.
If you knew that.
But
you
was, I trusted,
she
don't owe you nothing.
Nah, she don't. But I trusted you.
Did you just say that she put them on with each other?
No, she introduced them.
She introduced them. Like, oh, this girl I went to high school with.
You gonna go fuck with my nigga and you introduced me to him?
Yeah. Facts.
All right, nigga.
How about me up there?
Go ahead, like,
the girlfriend introduced the friend from high school to her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm just introducing y'all. I'm just letting y'all.
Like we out somewhere and then, oh, this is such and such. We went to high school together. You don't remember her? Nah, I don't remember her. Okay. Then later on, they fucking.
That nigga remembered her.
You feel me?
I seen you at the lockers. I seen you. I was just with her.
Nah, I don't remember her.
I don't remember her.
What's your number again?
Facts.
It's bad that, you know, women feel like this, but I would be mad at the woman Honestly. I'll be mad at the woman and I'll be mad at the nigga. I'm going to be mad at the nigga because your loyalty is with me.
I'm being mad at the female. Well, in this case, if I was the nigga, if I was the girl and I walked in, they was fucking cheating, nigga, I'm being mad at the nigga. Like, bro, your loyalty is with me. We got kids.
But you finna jump lie. All this. And if I caught my nigga cheating, I'm beating both of their ass. I don't care about you shouldn't beat up
okay.
a female.
Okay, what if you don't know the girl? What if you don't know the girl? What if you don't know the girl?
Because she can
What if you don't know the girl?
Nigga, you dying.
Okay, what if you don't know the girl?
I can't fight him how the way I really want to. I can beat her ass, but can't fight him how.
Okay, but what if you don't know the girl? You still gonna be mad at her?
Bitch, you ain't do your research, yes.
And I think it's because, let me tell you, I'm going to tell you why it's like this.
Private investigators. Yeah. Exactly, so use that private investigator shit in the before, huh?
Damn.
And I'm going to tell you, why. We be mad at the women more because we just, it's so much, we expect so much out of a woman. Like, we expect for a woman to not do those type of things.
But
when a woman does that, it's like, damn, okay. You ain't got no respect for me or even for, you know, my relationship.
I get that, but at the end of the day, she owes you nothing.
And I owe her an ass
whooping. Absolutely.
How?
You'll never understand.
I don't get it,
a
bro.
A bad child. Because let's if I don't whoop her ass, she's going to do it again.
Let's flip it.
I've had
a
experiences.
Bad child. Let's flip it.
Wait, let me tell you. I've had experiences with my cousin where I told him a girl that I was fucking on, if she let you hit, bruh, hit. Jack gon' tell me.
You're not with her, though.
So, let me ask you this. If it was on the flip side, you introduce your girlfriend to somebody who you went to high school with, and you later find out that they fucking, what is gonna be? World War fucking III, right?
No, because that nigga don't owe me shit. The pussy, I mean,
but you're gonna beat
the girl
ass
owes me
too.
Something.
You're gonna beat that nigga ass, and you.
No, because he don't owe me. He a nigga. He's supposed to want pussy. If my girl gonna let him hit, I'm mad at my girl.
You gonna? It ain't. No, I'm talking about when you catch them, like you walk in, you're going to beat that nigga ass. You're gonna beat that nigga ass, and then you're gonna go handle your girl.
We are though.
You're gonna beat
you
that nigga ass.
You feel me? Like, you might be on the side.
And I'm not saying we gonna continue.
In the act is different. I ain't saying in the act. I'm saying you just catch him. Yeah. I ain't saying you catch him in the act.
You gonna
beat anybody ass. You catch him in the act.
But then, okay,
If
you see this nigga out in public, you gonna go dap that nigga up?
I ain't dapping him up, I ain't speaking to him, but I'm saying I ain't gonna hold him accountable.
You gonna have a problem with him.
I'm not gonna hold him
accountable. I'm not saying
in the act, if it was to happen, you're gonna fight
in the act, even in public,
you gonna.
Bruh, if he across the street, I'm not finna make my way across the street to go whoop this nigga. I'm not even saying that
I'm gonna do that, but she gonna get a mug. She gonna get a look up and down.
Y'all ain't gonna do all that though.
She gonna get that. She gonna get something. She ain't gonna do none of that
because he owes me nothing.
Like, nigga, I know what you up. Like, I already knew. Like, I knew already. That's niggas. I know.
A nigga gon' fuck.
I'm not finna redirect.
A nigga gon' fuck.
I'm not finna go out of my direction to go look at somebody up and down or just even look in their way like, damn, that nigga over there.
Even if your friend know that you in a relationship with that girl?
It's a friend now? A friend from high school.
An old friend.
An old friend, he owes me nothing. Now, if it's a best friend or a
like, if it's
friend,
like somebody I speak to.
An old friend that you introduced your girl to. Let's say we at the bowling alley and you ran into your friend. Oh, this is my girl. Such. Okay, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I went to high school with him.
He owes me nothing.
So I got a question. I wanted to ask this last podcast. Would y'all feel some type of way if one of your old friends who you were friends with in high school, if they dated your ex? that you went with in high school, how would you feel to this day? Y'all wouldn't care?
You saying like an old friend and an ex of mine from back in the day, they both got together.
I wouldn't give a shit.
I don't think I would.
Not at this age.
No. 10 years ago. But granted, yeah, that's the thing. Now, if you saying somebody I dated 2 years ago, and it's a partner that I got, you know what I mean? We just feel like that's kind of fucked up. But, you know.
But in his mind, he was like, nigga, I'm just finna go fuck on your ex real quick. I know y'all still talking about it. I'm just finna go fuck on.
Y'all still talking?
Just to be
y'all
petty
still
with your ass.
Yeah.
And they still talking? That's
kind of
fucked up.
Like, nah,
it's,
you trying to be petty.
It's not like
you got ill intent then.
Like, y'all talking every day. It's just a, how you doing? Like, you still straight. Like, you just checking up. It's 2 years. Bruh, if y'all had, like, a five-year relationship.
Why do people still check up?
I don't fucking
What's the know. Point of checking up?
I don't fucking know.
Nosy? That's what you think?
I know I might check up on people. Niggas still be
hitting up for, like, I'll speak for niggas. Niggas do it to see if they still got it.
Oh, you talking about hitting up old flings.
Hitting up, and they used to fuck on you. Y'all used to date. If a nigga hit you up, he trying to see if he still can get in there.
Yeah.
He trying to see if he still got it. Let me see. I'm going to hit her line. Oh, shit. She ain't fucking with me. Let me hit my other ex line. Niggas do that shit. So I want all y'all women to know in here.
Don't feel special.
Damn. I mean, I wasn't going to put it like that, but shit. Basically, that, like, okay. Niggas ain't shit, bro. Niggas will hit your line to see if they still can goddamn get in there somewhere. Like, what nigga said the other day?
Somebody texted me and said, hey, something like, how's it going or some shit?
Yeah, how you been? How's everything holding up on your end? You know, nigga, get the fuck out of here. You trying to get some pussy. You ain't sleep, nigga. Now, I don't know about for women. I don't know, but
what you mean?
I know for
women,
men.
Women texting a nigga?
Same shit?
Yes.
I have no reason to check up on any of my issues.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say I think that's people
who. Well, I mean, if you were single, I thought you was talking
no,
to
the person
the concept
who texts me
of,
is probably single. I don't know.
Okay, now I'm talking about as a single. I thought you were saying
as a single person, not
in a relationship.
Yeah. I'm talking about single.
Oh, okay. Well, if I was single, then I mean, I would think that they trying to talk to me, and then vice versa. If I'm texting you, I just probably want to just talk. Like, I'm just trying to talk. And
so is it okay? Okay, go ahead.
If I was single and I text you, I probably want a free meal.
If I was single
and I text you, what's up? I want a free meal. That's all.
Oh, okay.
That what it is?
Want some fucking food. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn.
Trying to go on a date.
Or cash.
Exactly.
Cash.
We falling for this shit every way. God damn it. Oh, never mind. All right, I'm going to leave that shit alone. D, what? Hell nah. I ain't going down that well.
Go ahead.
Mama, you want to go down that?
Podcast. Keep
you want to go down that well with D? Nah. You ain't trying to? All right, fuck that shit. We ain't going to go down that. All right, y'all. That's another episode of the Real Atlanta Podcast. It's your boy, DJ ATL. Follow me out YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud, and TikTok. Follow your boy on TikTok.
And it's your girl, Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.gooseby. Also, don't forget to follow the Real Atlanta Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all your social media platforms. Also, if you would like to be on a guest on our podcast, you can email us at realatlpodcast@gmail.com. Last but not least, we will be recording our first episode to the Rap, the Women of the Real Atlanta Podcast today, the girlfriends. We will be recording our first episode today, so stay tuned for that episode. And we are out.
We out. Crew for that hoe loose. Crew for that hoe loose. Yeah, crew for that hoe loose.